Hi, Sander. How are you? And before we get any further, what is the career-saving checklist?
Well, good morning, and it's very simple. It's a one word. The checklist is basically one word: learning. Learning, learning, and learning. Let me first quote from Entrepreneur magazine, and then we'll go into some other stuff as well. Entrepreneur magazine, quote, "The future of work is moving faster than any of us. The talent economy is the new patchwork of dream jobs, gigs, freelancing, and any other way we earn a living from what makes us unique. In this new talent-driven world, we'll never catch up or leap ahead unless we redesign how people learn. Everything about our future hinges on the redesign of learning. Learning has to happen wherever you are, wherever you need, and across your lifetime. Learn tuned to the skills for the job you do today and the job you don't even know about yet." Okay. So, educators and schools always decided when and how people learn. Now, people are telling us how they want it done. Personalized, like the other content and products we all consume in the digital world. For example, okay, here's an example of learning. Arabic, which is one of the top 10 most spoken languages on the planet. Believe it or not, it's spoken by 350 million people. It's estimated that less than 1% of the global web in terms of content. That's a staggering inequity in terms of access to opportunity, access to services, access to information, and that has real complications for the future of global education, parity, and participation. The Arab language internet will continue to grow, the Spanish language internet, and so on. This doesn't mean that these internets are going to come together and be multicultural in any sort of way. It just might be that we have many parallel internets across the world. So, again, learning. Can you imagine if you learn to speak Arabic online, learn it online? How many people here in the U.S. can do Arabic and appeal to audiences to Arabic audiences? So that's one thing, learning. That's a quick example of learning to speak Arabic. You probably can get any job you want. So, learning. So here's a piece in the Korn Ferry magazine. We've quoted Mr. Bernersen before, Larry Bernersen, who is the CEO of Korn Ferry. And so here's what he says. It's not about the money, really. Of course, you need to get paid, and you should be rewarded for your hard work, but you can't take a job only because it pays more. You need to think about what it will do for your career trajectory. Still need to be convinced? Okay. Korn Ferry Research, great research, obviously, the best recruiters there are. Korn Ferry Research shows that learning is the number one determinant of a person's earning for life. In other words, the most important aspect of any job is what you're learning to better position yourself in the future. Mr. Bernersen gives a case in point, someone he knows. Brian was a teacher he knew a few years ago. Although well-liked by his colleagues and respected by parents and students, he was fed up with his salary. As he saw it, so many other people were making much more money. So he's saying, why shouldn't I? Okay. So it was the early 2000s and the housing market was heating up. Brian saw so many people making tons of money in mortgage lending. So you know where this is going. Through mutual connections, Brian reached out to me, Mr. Bernersen. We met for coffee. He says, I can't believe all these people are making this kind of money in the mortgage lending area. How hard can it be to write loans all day? Anyone can do that. So Brian assumed he could easily parlay his connections with other teachers and parents into a client base. Plus, he had been told the mortgage company would provide support and training to build his client relationship. Long story short, there was no help. Brian had no network, and soon after quitting his full-time teaching job, he knew he made a huge mistake. His losses were considerable, financial and personal. So the moral of this cautionary tale is make decisions in the context of your overall career path. The decisions you make today will affect where you will end up tomorrow, and there's no greater impact on your future than what you learn and the skills you develop. So that brings us to the checklist that we discussed. Remember, learning. Or at least help keep you on track. Number one, is my work meaningful? Ask yourself, are you engaged in what you are doing? Does the organization you work for have a mission, a vision, a purpose that you can support and feel aligned with? Two, who am I working for? Your boss has the biggest single influence on your career. Ideally, you work for a boss who is invested in your development, mentors you, and makes you sure that you get assignments that broaden your skills and your experience. A key consideration in any job is who you are going to learn from. Again, learn. Third point, am I learning? This one is huge, although sadly, too few people think about it. Are you gaining new skills in your job? And if so, what are they? Well, it's impossible to predict the skills that will be needed in the future. One thing is certain. If you don't learn, you won't grow. If you don't grow, you'll never progress. So with every job, focus on learning opportunities. If you do, you're going to be better positioned for the next move and one after that. It's the secret to sustainable success. If you're happy, you're motivated. If you're motivated, you're going to outperform. And a large driver of being happy and motivated can be learning. So let's talk about that, Jill. So how many people are into AI? If you're not into AI today, you're lost. I mean, how can you compare yourself to someone who really is in AI and computing science, right? You're not going to win. You have to continue to learn. How many newspapers do you read every day? Are you up to date? I mean, can you have a decent discussion about what's going on now with impeachment, what's happening there, the big story about Israel, now the big support of Trump? I mean, these are interesting things that you need to learn about and understand so you can be the intellectual in your group. If you don't continue to read the newspaper, at least go online to CNN, the Times, the Wall Street Journal, how smart can you be? So learn. And that's really the key to this whole the whole piece that we're talking about today. So if you're not up to date and progressing in future trends, you're dead. How can you be one of the most inspiring people if you don't continue to learn and be smarter than the competition? So it's a little bit about what we need to do today.
So just out of curiosity, because I know someone who is just about to make a classic mistake, even though he's doing it for all the right reasons, but there is a huge, he's about to switch jobs for the first time in years. Yes. And there's a component of the job that he already doesn't want to do. Now, if you're old, you know how this is going to end.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm just, but he has said, I'll give it 6 months, and then I'll see. You know, it's give it the old college try.
Correct.
Now, you can't fault someone for that, but there's a tremendous amount of self, I don't want to say deception. So there's a certain amount of convenient or selective thinking going on. And it's a fine line, because in a lot of cases, people have that same thought about learning. They think they know. They think they know. Right. Well, I've got headlines coming across my phone every 5 minutes. It's like, yeah, well, those headlines are pointless. But, you know, unless you read from myriad sources, not just one or two anymore, sadly, you have no clue what's going on.
Exactly.
I said to someone a few minutes ago, I said, hey, did anyone notice that Sweden suddenly dropped Julian Assange's rape case?
Sure.
You know, that's been a key
right.
cement block.
Right, exactly.
Of everything. So, okay, obviously something happened. Bet you could line up 10 people right this second and say, hey, and they either wouldn't know or they'd go, yeah. I mean, unless they were absolutely in the business of knowing who's where, when, at what time, having nothing to do with regular business world or whatnot.
Absolutely, Jill. You know, I mean, I was very fortunate to become CEO of this large global advertising agency before starting my own firm. And so how did I become CEO? I continued to learn what my competitors were up to, what they were doing. And I learned and learned and learned by hiring people from my competitors.
Sure.
To the agency, and eventually I was able to outgrow them and became CEO. We were able to grow the agency to number two in the world without any acquisitions.
But that
learning.
Right, but that's old fashioned. You see, we don't do that anymore because we've got computers who can think of that. And why would you? Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, there's. I'm going to go back to selective thinking or convenient thinking that justifies. Some very ordinary quote thought unquote.
Yeah. Absolutely right. Absolutely correct. So the message is to our wonderful audience out there, keep learning. If you don't, you're not going to move on. Learn. Okay. Whatever mechanism you need, a language online, you can do anything online now. You want to learn a foreign language? You want to speak Spanish? Online. You can do it. That's our message.
It's true. Thank you very much, Sander Flaum, Leader's Edge.
Have a good day.